Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.
Today's first reading starts our cycle of readings in the book of Genesis, where we hear of God as creator of everything that exists outside of himself. God is self-existing. He's not created. He's the only being whose reason for existence resides in himself. So in that sense, God is the only necessary being. He cannot not exist, as the philosophers would say. So who created God? No one, very simply. He's the uncreated creator. And in Christ, God is also the creator of all true spirituality, every grace-filled path that brings us back to our all-good, all-loving Heavenly Father, really is a gift from our Savior. With that in mind, we're going to continue our introduction to Christian and eventually Franciscan spirituality as well. Father Ciccarelli, in the book, which we've been using as our guide, speaks of three points of departure in each Christian spirituality. The first is God, the second is Christ, the third is man. So it's from these ways of orienting oneself that we get the three great groups of spirituality, actually. There's theocentric spirituality, so it's God-centered spirituality. The word theos is God in Greek. There's Christocentric or Christ-centered spirituality. And there's anthropocentric or man-centered spirituality. So that's the Greek word anthropos, which means man. So someone has summed up these three spiritualities, saying that the first one, the theocentric one, is all for glory, so it's centered on glory. The second, the Christocentric, is all for love, so it's centered on charity. The third, anthropocentric, is all for paradise, so it's centered on our eternal reward, which is heaven. So glory, charity, or reward. It's an interesting way to look at the different types of spiritualities. We'll just take a brief look at each of them today. Theocentric or God-centered spiritualities come mainly from the first millennium of Christian history, so they go up to the 10th or 11th centuries. They're characterized by being oriented above all towards God in a spirit of adoration and of fear for the salvation of one's soul. The adoration given to God in this type of spirituality is completely reverential, and great importance is given to the faith as support and foundation, as well as great importance being given to prayer, penance, and the ascetical activities as well. The Desert Fathers, for example, are very often very theocentric in their spiritual approaches. And if you think of the liturgy of the Orthodox Church, which broke away from the Catholic Church during the Great Schism of 1054, right at the apex of theocentric spirituality, the Orthodox liturgy, at least certainly from an outsider's point of view, it's very theocentric, right? God is very otherworldly in their mode of worshiping him. It's a different form of worship. I don't know how much of their liturgy has actually developed or changed over the past 1,000 years, probably not very much at all. In general, the Orthodox theology is frozen in time, as it were, hasn't developed much since the schism of 1054. Probably the liturgy is very similar, too. Christocentric or Christ-centered spiritualities begin more with St. Bernard of Clairvaux in the 11th century. They place at the foundation of the spiritual life, at the foundation of our walk with God, the necessity to pass through Christ, the one mediator between God and man. So it's a necessity that wasn't necessarily ignored by the theocentric spiritualities, but it wasn't highlighted or emphasized as much. Christ-centered spirituality insists on our incorporation into Christ by means of his grace. It emphasizes the universal kingship of Christ and his love for us. So the love of Christ and for Christ prevails over fear. What does the beloved apostle say in 1 John 4:18? He says, perfect love casts out fear, right? Again, this approach began essentially with St. Bernard and it had its greatest development in the Franciscan school, which gave Christ-centered devotion its theological justification with the doctrine of the absolute primacy of Christ, which we'll get into in one of our later, probably much later, reflections. Anthropocentric or man-centered spirituality began more in the 15th and 16th centuries. It followed the cultural, the philosophical, and the religious tendencies of that time, which were more focused on man and on his value. So more focused on humanity. This is essentially the period of the Renaissance, which means rebirth or to be born again. But it was a rebirth of the ancient pagan culture in a number of respects, with man, again, being the measure of all things, as the ancient philosopher Protagoras would say. So from this period came spiritualities that, for the interior life, used as their points of departure the consideration of man, of his salvation, of his progress in virtue, of his perfection too. And here the initiative is more given to us. It's the person who, becoming aware of their destiny, decides to live in accord with the law of God and with the help of God's grace, works to put that law into practice. So the point of departure there is man. Point of arrival is God. So it's not a bad approach, it's per se, but it's a different approach. Ignatian spirituality comes particularly to mind here, much more anthropocentric in that respect. So of the three spiritualities, yes, Franciscan spirituality is Christocentric. It's at its center is Christ, who is the God-man, who in his own person links the two extremes. He links the one extreme of the triune God and the other of man on the other side. Christ is at the center, not only in the life of piety, so in the life of prayer and devotion, but so that's spiritual Christocentrism, but he's also the center of our theological speculation. That's called dogmatic Christocentrism. So Franciscan spirituality is doctrinally and devotionally Christ-centered. And we actually give him an honor that other schools of spirituality don't actually give him, and other schools of theology too. As we'll see in our future reflections, Franciscan spirituality considers Christ the center of all things, and he was so for all eternity in the eternal plan of God. Christ is predestined before every other creature. He's the Blessed Trinity's work of art, willed for himself by God, with all of creation made for him and by means of him. Christ recapitulates, which means he sums up, he completes, he reorders all things in himself, and he brings all creation back to the Father, since he is the universal mediator of nature, then of grace, and then of glory too. That's theological Christocentrism in a nutshell, and it's founded on spiritual Christocentrism. We'll get more into that later on. The Franciscan spirituality is also more of an affective spirituality because it's an affective, it's an affectionate or emotional piety that doesn't just rest on sentiment. It rests on the truth. It actually rests on reality. Franciscan prayer and devotion hinges on the profound theological principle that just as God comes to us by means of Jesus Christ, so too, it's by means of Jesus Christ that we must go to God. And of course, as Franciscans of the Immaculate, we add Our Lady to that heavenly equation too, right? Just as Jesus Christ comes to us through Our Lady, so too, it's by means of her that we must go to Jesus Christ, who then leads us to the Father, as it were. And along that path of return to the house of our loving Heavenly Father, we acknowledge the sovereign rights of Christ over all creatures. We unite ourselves and incorporate ourselves into Him by means of love. And we do this as living and working members of His body in order to relive His life and relive His mysteries in us too. Very profound when you think about it. And you add to that total consecration to Our Lady, you add to that Franciscan spirituality, the aspect, the Marian aspect, it really does complete the picture too. It's the greatest gift that St. Maximilian Kolbe really brought fully into the Franciscan order in the last century, and that we as Franciscans of the Immaculate try to carry forward as well. So those are the three main spiritual tracks. There's theocentric spirituality, there's Christocentric spirituality, there's anthropocentric spirituality. As Franciscans, our focus is on that middle ground. It's on Christ Himself. So let's ask Our Lady for the grace today to open wider our eyes and our hearts to the love of her Son. And as we look in our next lessons at the roots of this spirituality of St. Francis, which really begin in the Gospels. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.